A few weeks ago, we studied the topic distinguishing the holy from the degenerate.
咁喺幾個禮拜之前咧，我哋就一齊討論過、學習過依個題目，就係要去分辨乜嘢係聖潔同埋墮落腐敗嘅。
And today I have some important things to follow up on that.
咁今日咧，我就想去跟進一啲好重要嘅方面嘅話題。
To begin, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12.
咁我哋開始嘅時候咧，請大家翻開《哥林多前書》六章十二節。
That is the New Testament scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12。
喺新約嘅《哥林多前書》六章十二節。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything.
凡事我都可行。但不都有益處，凡事我都可行，但無論哪一件，我總不受他的限制。
Something may be lawful, may be legal, but it may not be beneficial.
咁有一啲嘢咧，可能係合法嘅，但係咧唔代表佢係有益處嘅。
Not all legal things are good and beneficial.
唔係所有合法嘅嘢咧，都一定係好嘅，或者對人有益嘅。
And the Bible says the most important thing is that we are not dominated by anything.
而聖經話俾我哋聽咧，最重要就係我哋唔好容讓任何嘅嘢去限制我哋。
Today's message is especially addressed to our young people.
咁今日嘅信息咧，就係特別為到我哋當中年輕嘅一代。
It's also addressed to parents who have children.
亦都係特別去向當中嘅家長，有小孩子嘅家長去講嘅。
I'd like to begin with Olive and myself.
咁我就想首先去講下師母同埋我自己。
My wife and I have been married for almost 25 years.
我同我太太結婚已經差唔多25年啦。
Olive and I did not have intimate contact with each other until the night we were married.
我嘅太太同我自己咧，一路都冇一啲好親密嘅接觸，直到我哋結咗婚嗰一晚。
And in our days, this wasn't common.
而喺我哋嘅時候咧，咁樣嘅情況係唔普遍嘅。
The common thing to do, even in my days, was to have tried sex before marriage.
就算喺我哋嘅時代啊，其實最普遍嘅做法就係喺結婚之前已經曾經發生過性關係。
But the two of us did not have intimate contact until the day we were married.
但係咧，我哋兩個並冇任何呢啲好親密嘅接觸，係直到我哋結婚之後。
We got to know each other. We went steady with each other for quite some time.
咁我哋去彼此認識，亦都係好穩定嘅，咁喺一齊。
We waited.
我哋等待。
Exercised self-control.
亦都有自制。
And during those long periods, we related to each other in respect and purity.
而喺嗰段好長交往嘅日子咧，我哋彼此嘅尊重，亦都保持純潔。
And after quite some time, we entered marriage with a solemn pledge before God.
而係過咗好一段日子咧，我哋先至喺神面前，藉住一個好莊嚴嘅誓言，咁進入咗我哋嘅婚姻。
Committing ourselves to remain faithful to each other.All the days of our lives.
彼此承諾咧，喺我哋一生嘅日子裏面，都係完全嘅委身承擔。
The marriage between Olive and I has a foundation.
師母佢同我之間呢份嘅關係咧，係有一個好堅固、好穩固嘅基礎嘅。
I wonder whether your marriage has a foundation.
我唔知道大家嘅婚姻又有冇咁樣嘅個基礎咧。
Our marriage is built on a solid foundation.
我哋嘅婚姻咧，就係有一個非常穩固嘅基礎。
Being protected by commitment to each other，
就係受到我哋對彼此嘅委身承擔去保護嘅。
Being maintained by faithfulness towards each other，
而係藉住我哋對彼此呢份忠誠忠貞，一路可以維持落去。
From week to week and year after year is being maintained by mutual respect。
年復年，日復日，年復年咧，我哋都係藉住對彼此呢份尊重咧，去維持我哋呢段關係。
Is being maintained by self-control。
係透過我哋有呢份嘅自制。
Human beings are precious in God's sight。
人呢在神的眼中是非常宝贵的。
Our bodies are precious.
我们这个身体都是很尊贵很宝贵的。
The human body is precious to God.
我们这个身体对神来说是非常宝贵的。
Your body is precious to you.
而你的身体对你来说都是很宝贵的。
To have sex with another person before marriage is not good.
在你结婚之前和一个异性有发生性关系是不好的。
It is not right.
是不对的。
It makes yourself cheap.
其实是令到自己变得很下贱。
It makes sex cheap.
也都令到性这件事变成很下贱。
Those who are experienced in this matter will tell you,
那些曾经经历过婚前就有性行为的人可以告诉你，
The sex partner quickly loses respect for you.
你的性伴侣呢很快就会对你失去尊重了。
And loses interest in you.
甚至对你都完全失去兴趣。
Or it is also possible that you quickly lose respect for the other partner.
亦都有可能是你对对方失去了这份尊重。
Maybe it is you who quickly lose interest in your sex partner.
可能是你自己很快就对对方你的性伴侣再没有任何兴趣了。
Sex that is cheap breeds contempt.
下贱的性行为呢只会带来藐视。
Perhaps here by cheap sex, I mean easy sex, free sex.
牧师的意思其实他所说的 cheap sex 是指到很容易就得来的这份性行为性关系呢其实只会产生一种对彼此的藐视。
Cheap sex kills relationship.
很容易就發生性關係咧，就係會扼殺咗一段關係。
Such kind of sex is harmful to you。
咁樣嘅性關係性行為咧，係對你有害。
Actually, it harms a family。
亦都對你嘅家庭有害。
It harms society。
甚至對整個社會係有害。
This is not love。
呢個唔係真正嘅愛。
So, my message for you today is: do not make yourself cheap。
所以今天想跟大家传达的信息就是不要令到自己变得下贱。
Think about it. If you have self-control, you win respect.
你想想如果你有自制其实你会赢取到别人对你的尊重。
You're not being dumb in front of your friends.
你绝对不是在朋友面前显得很蠢很傻。
To the contrary, you win respect.
反而呢你是可以赢取到他们对你的尊重。
Imagine a young man.
大家试想下，一个好年轻嘅男仔。
If he hears a "come on" from his girlfriend,
如果佢听到佢嘅女朋友对佢发出一种邀请，同佢发生性关系。
Come on, let's do it.
嚟啦，我哋上床啦。
Imagine if the young man said no.
你谂下，如果呢个男士竟然话唔好。
That man is not being dumb.
其实呢个男人绝对唔系愚蠢嘅。
The fact is.He will certainly win respect from the girl.
其实事实就是他已经赢取到这个女孩子对他的尊
重。Such men are so rare in the world today.
因为这样的男人呢在今天的社会里面实在太罕有了。
Self-control will win you respect.
所以自制呢是会为你赢取到人家对你的尊重。
Imagine a girl who refuses to have cheap sex with boyfriend.
又想想一个女仔，佢拒绝好容易咁去同佢男朋友发生性行为。
Instead of being dumb in the eyes of your friends，
咁佢咁样做咧，其实并唔会喺佢嘅朋友面前显得好似好蠢，好落后。
She will win profound respect in the eyes of the boyfriend。
其实咧喺佢男朋友嘅眼中，亦都系已经对呢个女仔系有一份嘅尊重。
The topic of last talk was.Distinguish the holy from the degenerate.
咁我哋上一次讨论嘅话题就系去分辨圣洁同埋堕落。
Today we can rephrase the same topic like this: to distinguish the holy from the cheap.
咁我哋今日咧可以用另一个嘅表达，分辨圣洁同埋啲下贱可耻嘅。
Few things in life are as important as to be able to tell the difference of the holy from what is cheap.
在人生中，没有几样东西比起 我哋今日呢个题目嚟得更加重要，就系懂得去分辨圣洁同埋一啲好低劣下贱可耻嘅。
Our opening scripture text today says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial."
我哋今日一开始所用到嘅经文讲到，凡事我都可行，但系咧唔系都系有益处。
Why does it say that all things are legal for me, but not all things are beneficial?
点解圣经要话乜嘢嘢对我嚟讲咧都系合法可以行嘅，但系唔系所有嘢都系有益处
？How should we understand law?
我哋点样去明白法律咧
？What does law do, anyways?
究竟法律有咩功用咧
？Law is necessary and important for every society.
法律對於每一個社會都是必須，都是很重要的。
We need law to prevent lawlessness.
我們需要有法律去防止不法的事情發生。
Law is there to ensure order.
那法律呢，就是為了可以維持社會的秩序。
Law is there to ensure security for society.
也都是去維持社會的治安。
And if there are many problems in the society already,Law is there to prevent problems from getting worse.
咁如果呢个社会本身已经有好多嘅问题，法律咧就系可以防止呢啲嘅问题变得更加严重。
Law keeps problems under control.
法律咧系可以令到问题受到控制。
But mind you, law itself cannot solve problems.
但我要提醒大家，法律本身唔能够解决问题。
In fact, law has limitations.
法律咧係有佢嘅限制嘅。
Law is limited in what it can do, in what it cannot do.
法律無論喺佢可以做同埋佢唔可以做嘅方面啊，都係有佢嘅限制。
The fact that something is illegal simply means that it is permitted.
一樣嘢係合法，只不過意思就係話佢係許可、允許可以咁樣做。
It does not necessarily mean that it is good or it is right.
但並不代表呢樣嘢一定就係好或者係啱嘅。
Something that has been defined as legal can be wrong, it can be bad.
其實一樣被法律定義為合法嘅嘢咧，都有可能係錯，係唔好嘅。
Gambling, for example.
譬如賭博啦。
Is not good.
係唔好噶。
But in order to prevent gambling to get out of control, gambling has been legalized in this country.
但係為咗令到賭博唔好。去到一個失控的地步咧，咁喺我哋呢個國家係容許，亦都係喺法律上定義賭博係合法嘅。
We must not, we should not take the law as a moral guide。
所以我哋千祈唔好用法律作為我哋一個道德嘅標準。
Law is not an absolute guide to what is good or bad。
法律咧唔係一個絕對嘅指引，話俾人聽乜嘢係好，乜嘢係唔好嘅。
Law does not teach us what is good.
其實法律並不能夠教導我們什麼是好的。
Above all, law doesn't distinguish the holy from the cheap.
還有更加重要的是，因為法律不一定會去分辨清楚什麼是聖潔，什麼是低劣下賤。
Likewise, the fact that many people do something does not necessarily mean that it is good.
咁同樣道理咧，好多人去做呢件事咧，並唔代表呢樣嘢就係好嘅。
It may be good，
可能係好嘅。
It may be bad，
但係都有可能係唔好嘅。
You and I would need to look carefully at the matter。
咁你同我都需要好小心咁去睇清楚。
The fact that many people do something may not be good。
雖然事實係好多人都去做呢件事，但係唔代表佢就係一定係好嘅。
It's possible that the thing that many people do is very cheap。
其實是絕對有可能大眾去做的事呢，只不過是一些很低劣、很下賤的事。
The concern that is in my heart as your pastor is this. You've been coming to the Church of God for some time. Can you distinguish the right from the wrong?
作為牧師，我對大家一個關心、關注就是，大家來了教會都很長一段時間了。你能不能够去分辨乜嘢系啱，乜嘢系唔啱咧
？Can you distinguish what is good and what is bad？
你能不能够分辨乜嘢系好美善嘅，乜嘢系唔好嘅咧
？Can you distinguish what is holy from what is cheap？
你能不能够去分辨乜嘢系圣洁，乜嘢系低劣下贱嘅咧
？If you have gained the ability to tell the holy from the degenerate, you have learned something important in this church.
如果你而家已经学习到点样去分辨圣洁高洁嘅嘢，同埋堕落腐败嘅嘢，咁你就真系从教会里面有得着好宝贵嘅嘢啦。
I have chosen the path of a servant of God instead of a teacher in a school or a lawyer, a solicitor, because only the Church of God will teach me and people what is holy.
我之所以選擇去做一位牧師，而唔係純粹一間學校嘅老師，又或者去做一個律師啊、大狀，就係因為只有喺教會裏面咧，先能夠教到我點樣去分別乜嘢嘢係聖潔同高潔。
The law doesn't teach us what is holy.
法律咧並唔能夠教我乜嘢係聖潔高潔嘅。
Our schools don't train us to distinguish holy from the cheap.
我哋嘅學校亦都唔會去訓練我哋明白聖潔同低劣下賤嘅嘢嘅分別。
In this regard, our universities is a complete failure.
咁我哋嘅大學咧更加係完全失敗啊！喺呢一個層面。
We need something far better than our schools and universities.
我哋需要比我哋學校同大學所做到嘅好好多倍嘅嘢，先能夠幫助我哋。
Let us turn to our second scripture of the day.
咁我哋打開今日嘅第二段經文。
The Book of Psalms.
喺詩篇。
Psalm number 8, verses 5 to 6.
詩篇嘅第八篇第五至到第六節。詩篇第八章五至到六節。
Psalm number 8, verses 5 to 6. We can start from verse 1.
咁我哋可以从第一节睇起。
O Yahweh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who has displayed your splendor above the heavens.
Yahweh, 我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Now we come to verse 5 and 6.
我们现在跳到去第五和第六节。
You, that is Yahweh God, you have made them, that is mankind, a little lower than God, and crowned them, that is human beings, you have crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under the feet.
你呢度你咧就係、是、講到 Yahweh 啦，佢叫到他就係、是、指到人類比神微小一點，並賜人類榮耀尊貴為冠冕。Yahweh 亦都派人類管理佢手所做嘅，使到萬物咧都要伏喺佢嘅腳下。
I just read to you from the new RSV translation of the Bible.
咁我頭先讀嘅咧就係、是、呢個新標準譯本嘅。
Let me read to you again verse 5.
我再一次为大家读出第五节。
You have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor.
你叫他比神微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Our Creator has made the humankind just a little bit lower than himself.
我们的创造主竟然将人类做得只是比他自己微小一点。
He has decided to crown us with glory and honor.
佢系决定要俾我哋咁好嘅荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
What does it mean, glory and honor?
乜嘢为之荣耀冠冕呢？系荣耀同尊贵咧。
He wants to make mankind his representative to rule the whole creation for him.
其实就系话佢要将人类作为佢嘅代表，可以去管理呢个地球上面嘅一切。
Let's turn to the next scripture.
我哋一齐再翻开另一段经文。
The New Testament scripture, the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23.
喺新约罗马书第三章廿三节。
Romans chapter 3 and verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23. All have sinned.And fall short of the glory of God. Everybody in mankind have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
在人類裡面，其實每一個都是有犯到罪，亦都虧缺了神的榮耀。
This is an absolute statement in the Bible.
這個是聖經裡面一個很絕對的一個
一句说话。
一句说话。
All have sinned.
全部人，每一个人都是犯了罪。
But what does it mean we have sinned?
但是什么为之我们犯了罪呢？
It's explained in the next phrase.
那在下一句其实就有解释了。
We have fallen short of the glory of God.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
But what does it mean, the glory of God?
那但是神的荣耀又是什么意思呢？
In the Psalm number 8, we just read,
在我们刚才刚刚读的诗篇第八篇，
God has made mankind a little lower than himself and has crowned mankind with glory and honor.
神呢，叫到人只是比他自己微小一点，并且赐给人类荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
In a sense, God's glory here means God's expectation for mankind.
所以在这个层面呢，神的荣耀也都代表他对人类的这份期望。
Is to have the honor to be God's representative to rule the creation for him.
就是有这份尊贵尊荣去代表神，作为神的代表去管理神的创造物。
If we fall short of that expectation, we sin.
如果我们是达不到神对我们这个期望，其实我们就犯了罪了。
I've checked the original Greek word for the word fall short.
咁我就特登去查考咗希臘原文啦，呢個虧缺呢個字嘅原文。
The original meaning means shooting an arrow but missing the mark。
咁其實個原文咧，虧缺就係話你好似射箭咁，但係你對唔準目標，錯過咗。
You did not see your target clearly and you missed the mark。
你睇唔清楚你嘅目標個紅心，以致咧你錯過咗啦，射唔中紅心。
You fall short of God's glory and His expectation.
所以呢，就是你虧缺了神的榮耀，祂對你的期望。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 again.
我們一起打開哥林多前書六章，再一次，哥林多前書的六章。
This time, we'll start from verse 2.
今次我們會從第二節開始讀。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2.
哥林多前书六章第二节。
I'll simply read the first part of verse 2.
我就会读第二节的头部分。
The writer is speaking to the church, the people of God.
写这封信的人呢，就是对着
教会
去讲。
The people of God.
神的子民这么讲。
Do you not know that the saints will judge the world?
岂不知圣徒要审判世界么？
Here the world in Greek means the cosmos, the universe.
世界这个字呢，在希腊原文其实是指到整个宇宙。
Referring to the whole creation.
是指到整个创造。
So the Apostle Paul is speaking to the people of God. Do you not know that the people of God will judge the whole creation?
所以呢，使徒保罗是对着神的子民，这些已经认识神的人说，你岂不知道圣徒，我们属于神的人要审判整个宇宙万物吗？
Let's skip to verse 3.
我们一起跳去第三节。
And I will read only first part of verse 3.
那我又是只会读头的部分。
Do you not know that we are to judge angels?
岂不知我们要审判天使吗？
Human beings are to judge angels also.
人類竟然要去審判天使。
So the people of God are not only called to rule the universe, but the whole creation.
所以呢，屬於神的人，神的子民，不單止是被呼召要去管理神所創造的宇宙萬物，整個宇宙，甚至連天使都是要去管理的。
God has made mankind just a little lower than God himself.
神呢是创造人，令到人只是比神低一少少，微小。
He has determined to crown mankind with glory and honor.
他决定了要将荣耀尊贵呢给人为冠冕。
To rule the world for him.
去代表他去管理这个世界，这个宇宙。
Let's go on to verse 9 to 11.
那我们现在去到第9至到11节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9.
哥林多前书六章第九至十一节。
Do you not know that the wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, sodomites, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, revilers, robbers, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God.
哥林多前书六章第九至十一节，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国么？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、作恋童的、亲男色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。
Because God has a high and noble expectation for mankind.
因为咧，神对人有一个非常之高同埋好尊贵嘅期望。
Whether a person can enter the kingdom of God to come is being made conditional.
所以究竟一个人能唔能够进入神将要带嚟呢个新嘅国度咧，其实系有条件嘅。
It depends on whether you are worthy to enter God's kingdom.
其实好在乎你系咪配得去进入神嘅国。
It depends on how we live in this life.
亦都好在乎我哋今生咧，点样去过我哋呢个生命。
Let's go on to verse 11.
我哋而家继续睇十一节。
And this is what some of you used to be, but you were washed, and you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名逼正。并藉着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、清义了。
So the church have people who used to come from a sinful background.
所以喺教会里面咧，都会有一啲人可能从前系喺一个罪嘅背景生活里面嚟到嘅。
Such people used to do things that other people do in society.
咁可能我哋当中会有人都系。從社會其他嘅人一樣啦，去做一般人會做嘅嘢。
But you were washed, the Bible says.
但係聖經話俾佢聽咧，我哋已經係被洗淨啦。
You were sanctified.
我哋成為聖潔。
You were changed.
我哋改變啦。
You are being prepared for God's kingdom.
亦都係被神去預備為咗佢嘅國度。
Let's go on to verse 13 and 14.
咁我哋而家又繼續睇十三至到十四節。
Chapter 6 and verse 13。
頭先哥林多前書六章十三至十四節。
Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food, but God will do away or destroy both of them. The body is not meant for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord.And he will also raise us up by his power.
哥林多前书六章十三至十四节，食物是为土腹，土腹是为食物，但神要叫这两样都废坏。身子不是为淫乱，乃是为主，主也是为身子。并且神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。
Food and our physical body belong to this age only.
食物同埋我哋呢個肉身嘅身體啊，都係只係屬於現今呢個世代嘅啫。
The bodies that we have now are not fit to enter the kingdom of God.
我哋而家有嘅呢個身體咧，並唔足夠令我哋可以進入神將要帶嚟呢個新嘅國度。
And for this reason, God will destroy both food and this physical body.
正正係因為呢個原因咧，神要去毀壞，去叫到我哋。身體啦，同埋食物咧，都係去廢壞嘅。
The body is precious.
我哋呢個身體係非常之寶貴。
The body is not meant for fornication.
我哋嘅身體咧，絕對唔係為咗淫亂嘅。
The English word fornication simply means all types of sexual sins.
咁其實呢個淫亂呢個字咧，喺英文就係指到任何一種性嘅罪、性嘅關係、性嘅罪。
The body is meant for the Lord.
我哋呢个身体咧系为咗主嘅缘故。
And the Lord Jesus is also meant for our body.
而主耶稣咧都系为咗我哋嘅身子嘅。
Yahweh God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead.
耶和神咧叫到主耶稣从死里复活。
And gave Jesus a new body fit for heaven.
然后俾咗主耶稣一个新嘅身体，系为咗呢个天国去做嘅呢个新嘅身体。
We just celebrated.The resurrection, the Easter of Jesus last week.
我哋之前咧啱啱先至一齐庆祝咗主耶稣嘅复活。
God will also raise us up, raise our bodies by His power.
神呢同樣要用祂的能力叫我們復活。
Our body is so precious that God will change our body and give us a new one.
因為我們這個身體是這麼寶貴的緣故，神是要去改變我們這個身體，所以祂叫我們復活，也給我們一個新的身體。
Let's go on to verse 18 to 20.
那我們現在繼續看第18節到20節。
Verse 18, shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself.
第十八節，你們要逃避淫行，人所犯的無論什麼罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
And verse 19, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own?
19節，岂不知你們的身子就是聖靈的殿麼？這聖靈是從神而來，住在你們裡頭的，並且你們不是自己的人。
Verse 20, for you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
因為你們是重價買來的，所以要在你們的身子上榮耀神。
Here I come to the conclusion of my message for you today.
咁好快，我哋就嚟到今日呢個信息嘅一個總結。
I hope you can tell the value and the importance of what you have heard.
我好希望大家能夠睇到我哋你哋今日好希望大家能夠睇到你今日所聽嘅呢個信息嘅重要啦。
So as your pastor, I leave you with this important question.
咁作為大家嘅牧師，我想留低一個問題俾大家。
Can you distinguish what is right from what is wrong?
究竟你哋能唔能夠分辨乜嘢係啱，乜嘢係唔啱嘅咧
？Is your school teaching you to tell the difference?
你哋讀書嘅，你哋學校有冇去教你當中嘅分別咧
？Are your families teaching you to tell the difference？
你嘅屋企人啊，有冇教你點樣去分辨咧
？Can you distinguish what is good from what is bad？
你能唔能夠分辨清楚好嘅同埋唔好嘅嘢
？It is one thing to tell the difference between good music or ordinary music。
可能我哋會識得去分辨乜嘢為之非常好嘅音樂作品，或者有啲只係好平庸嘅。
It is one thing to tell what is good food, what is ordinary food。
又或者我哋可以分辨乜嘢係為之美食，非常之好嘅食物，有啲就係好普通、好麻麻地嘅食物。
But you must learn to distinguish what is holy from what is cheap。
但係咧，你哋必須學習點樣去分辨高潔聖潔嘅嘢，同埋一啲好低劣、好下賤、好可恥嘅嘢。
I sincerely wish you well。
咁我衷心嘅希望你哋每一位都可以安好。
I sincerely wish you a happy life。
有一個好愉快嘅生活生命。
A happy family。
有一個美滿嘅家庭。
And happy marriage。
同埋一段美滿嘅婚姻。
Let us conclude in prayer。
咁我哋一齐用祷告嚟结束呢段时间啦。
I ask grace to pray。
咁我哋一齐祷告。